96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Went down by the river to fetch me a bucket of water. I went down by the river to fetch me a bucket of water. There I met a young maiden. On her head she was heavy laden. I asked her what was she selling. The young lady, she started spending.
Pumpkin, bananas, peas and corn,
breadfruit, lime, lemon, orange, cassavas, potato, onions, carrots. That's not good for making tea. Whee! I held her by her hands. All her fruits fell on the ground. As she stooped to pick them fast, I spread all over her big, fat, juicy pumpkin.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's Tuesday, the 16th of April, 2024, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social and consumer trends. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. Good morning, Bahamas. This morning, I want to talk agriculture. I want to talk about the Agribusiness Expo that was held this last weekend. I also want to talk about some of the agricultural stories that have been in the news over the last couple of weeks. I think that they are all interesting. And then there's even a couple of stories in today's paper that I think ties into an item on the front page of today's Tribune. Opposition in Spanish Wells to shanty demolitions. I think that conversation has an intersection with agriculture that may be worth exploring, but I would like to read perhaps excerpts from the Prime Minister's remarks at the opening of the Agribusiness Expo. Story: BAMSI breaks ground in Long Island for a new research and training facility. A story from earlier in March, unique workshop to help students engage with digital technology and agriculture. BAMSI launches piggery unit in North Andres. Another story from the top of this year in January, pineapple revival, not as easy as throwing $2.5 million. Another story from last year, this time, agriculture ministry to increase leafy green production with tech. And another story, food prices rising, says food and agriculture organization. UN's FAO, this is a food organization, wants to provide technical support to Bahamas on agriculture. FAO donates drones to assist marine agricultural sectors. A national advisory committee formed to advance agriculture. Most of these stories cover the period from January 2024 to April 2024. But before we go there, I want to start the show by saying good morning to a Ms. Butler. Ms. Butler is an avid listener. And Miss Butler brought joy to my day this morning like an unexpected delivery of scarlet plums at the start of the season. I want to say thank you, Miss Butler, for sharing those words, but also thank you for delivering a copy of one of Pat Roll's CDs to the studio. So we're going to be playing lots of that, particularly when we have Mr. Roll on to talk with him about his career in music and his life in the Bahamas and performing throughout the world. Before we get into our agriculture talk, though, I want to share this. It's like a small prayer, right? But I don't want people to think I'm being disrespectful. I pray that the community, people living with disabilities, people supporting people with disabilities, I pray that people, the community of people with disabilities, have an advocate that lobbies on their behalf the way that Robert Sandy Sands lobbies on the behalf of tourism. I pray that corporate citizens in the Bahamas understand the role that they ought to play in society of setting standards and holding firm to them. I hope and I pray that they understand what their contribution to the wider society ought to be. I pray that corporate citizens understand that their lives are intricately intertwined with the lives of ordinary citizens and Bahamians. I pray all of us, but in particular, those of us that have the most, have the capacity to practice the spatial awareness necessary to sustain a healthy society. That's my prayer for today. Dear sir, I have a text here that says, the way that we drive in Nassau suggests that many people may have a handicap of some sort. I do, Texter, believe you, but I don't think it's a mental handicap. I think people are in financial and psychological crisis. I think it's fair to acknowledge that some people have more time in their day than others. See, because when you can pay people to do things for you, when you can afford to pay people to do things for you, you can create more time in your day for you. But yes, I think that the devolution in driving behavior, the disregard for the most basic rules by everyone from the top straight down, including those who are obligated to enforce the laws, that we are a people in financial and psychological crisis that renders us in a state where we can't make sense of the rules in our own lives. We cannot justify stopping at stop signs and red lights. Texter also says, perhaps we need more draconian penalties. He says, when I become PM, I'm prepared to cane people for bad driving and littering. Well, when you understand that a vehicle can be a weapon, and driving carelessly or even someone else or yourself, the driver, then you understand why people would warrant caning for bad driving. And if you understand the precious ecological balance that sustains the archipelago of the Bahamas, then you would also understand why someone would want a cane for littering. But let's get into our stories. We're talking Agribusiness Expo today. We're talking agriculture. But I want to start with this story that I found on last night's Eyewitness News report on the fire in Andrus. Non-bearing Bamsey crops destroyed by fire in North Andrus. non-bearing Bamsey crops destroyed by fire in North Andres. The report indicated that 75% of the mango trees planted were destroyed by fire, 40% of livestock pastures being maintained destroyed by fire, 30 beehives destroyed by fire. The avocado pasture, from the report, I presume, in its entirety destroyed by fire. Unfortunately, no animals died, no buildings damaged in the fire, and the coconut grove being maintained by Bamsey is safe. Producer, let's go to the phone line, please. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Mary Gwynn. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you doing?
Happy human rights to you.
Thank you, thank you. Happy human rights to you, too.
A boy still send that text about the handicap.
Mm-hmm.
That's an insult.
Mm-hmm.
And they got good folks with this. Yes. There's no comparison.
Absolutely.
They people.
Yes, sir.
So it may sound good.
Mm-hmm.
But when you separate it, you understand the separation.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, endangered species.
Yeah.
You need to separate that. Human beings, people is people. If punk need a drive, punk need a driver to disable. Punk need a driver, it's a punk need a.
There you go. Because your vehicle would be outfitted with the tools required for you to be
exactly.
able to drive it.
Right. So.
All right, punk need a.
Things sound good, but you got to be careful. You raised some issue.
Mm-hmm.
And. Why didn't you raise about this table? Where'd that come from?
You don't mind that. Every day when I drive the streets of New Providence,
uh-huh.
I witness all manner of individuals and entities
uh-huh.
flaunting their disregard for the rules and laws that govern
uh-huh.
the road, public spaces, parking lots, and provisions for members of the disabled community.
Well, the police need to reinforce the law.
I'm very frustrated when large corporate entities, given the amount of resources they have available to them, given the stature
okay.
that they hold in society, mm-hmm. that they don't feel an obligation within their institutions to ensure mm-hmm. that these provisions and regulations are being upheld.
True.
There you go.
But the truth is,
mm-hmm.
police need to force the law because you don't vote to park on disabled parking.
Mm-hmm.
The Minister of Works need to make sure all sidewalks, and I hope the minister, I think he's responsible for disabled, right?
The minister, of Social Services?
What's his name again?
Is it LaRota?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He should make sure the Minister of Works collaborate with the Minister of Works and make sure all sidewalks are accessible.
And that there are signs indicating why individuals are not permitted to park in particular places.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
This work started with, when I used to work along with Desmond Bannister.
Yes, sir.
And Neville Wisdom under the BRP. I would both sides to make sure these things come about.
Absolutely.
So he met with the disabled on Long Island. He met with the disabled, but he needed to meet with the disabled people to find out the infrastructure, the capital works.
Yes.
You're talking about capital works that Bahamian taxpayers deserve. So all these capital works, including sidewalks.
Yes,
not
sir.
Only drainage, proper drainage. The drainage still should be underneath the sidewalk. I must say, with Ingram government, they started to put the sidewalks. You know, remember that the new road improvement?
Mm-hmm.
You remember the sidewalk?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The drainage should be underneath.
Yeah.
You know why they do that? So the sidewalk, the water would push quick underneath, and folks who were riding with wheelchairs,
right,
one slip off.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Pumpkin Eater.
But let me close with this.
Yes, sir.
Why are we going back to old patterns? We talk about AI, and I heard the gentleman talk about all these things, but we're going back to it. All these things need to be incorporated with technology. And what I just talk about, Aaron Green.
Yes, sir.
You need to talk more about that.
Absolutely.
Bring that up.
We will do. We can do a show, Pumpkin Eater.
Have a good day.
Absolutely. We have to master the low tech before we can master the high tech. It's as simple as that. We first must master the low tech, the low technology, before we can master the high technology, and surely before we can, how to incorporate the high tech in our society. I got a text here that said, I hope that all the jujus were destroyed by fire. Dear texter, that is not something to joke about either. This is very, very concerning. Fortunately, the trees that were destroyed in Andrus had not reached, I don't think they had reached fruit-bearing stages yet. This is in preparation, right, for the future. But it's another indication of why I think the fire in North Andrus has to be met with more urgency. Has to be met with more urgency. And on that note about juju, did you all realize that juju was on trees all the way up until last week? People are indicating that they're seeing juju on trees all the way into April. I have another notice, observation to share. Last weekend was the Agribusiness Expo, April 12th through 13th. Normally, the Agribusiness Expo is held in the middle of March, 1 month earlier. But guess what? You know what was conspicuously missing at the Agribusiness Expo? Tamarind. This was with tamarind sauce. There were a couple of vendors with tamarind balls, but there was very little tamarind for sale. I want to say good morning to Joan Davis and the, I think, Eleuthera crew who's selling tamarind, sweet tamarind for Eleuthera. She wouldn't let you pinch a tamarind, man. But they were sweet. They were very, very sweet. But there's very little tamarind on the ground. In fact, tamarind seems to be very late this year. Some mango trees are almost ready to drop ripe fruit. And I wonder if anybody is making these observations. One of the reasons these types of observations, this type of assessment, this type of documentation is necessary is that if you were somebody who was focused on tourism and you wanted to grow a tourism product, and you looked at the Ministry of Agriculture and the Agribusiness Expo, you may see an awesome tourism product. But we only hold the Agribusiness Expo once a year. I think we have the capacity to hold an Agribusiness Expo at least a minimum of 6 times a year. But if we want to be conservative, let's do it 4 times a year. Let's have 2 festivals in the peak grow season, which is the vegetable season when it's cool, and let's have 2 festivals in the summer season, the fruit season, when it's a bit warmer. The first festival we can have at the end of the year would be centered around leafy greens. And you think, green, do we grow leafy greens? Yeah, well, we grow, what would you call me? I'm a rude green. We grow them type of greens, but here we go. Agriculture Ministry to increase leafy green production with tech. The Ministry of Agriculture, Marine Resources, and Family Island Affairs is preparing to unveil 2 40-foot containerized farms, one for Abaco and one for Eleuthera, before the end of the 2022-2023 budget period. Ministry of Agriculture, Marine Resources, and Family Island Affairs, Clay Sweeting, said yesterday. Of course, this article would have been posted before the ministries were switched and Clay Sweeting was transferred to the Ministry of Works. I also want to make a note, if anybody could call in and indicate whether that project came to fruition and whether those 240-foot containerized farms are currently in operation in Abaco and Eleuthera. The minister said that the ministry had also reinvested in crops at the Gladstone Road Agricultural Center. He contended that vertical farming and greenhouses will be used to improve and increase food production in the country. Containerized farm technology allows the growth of produce year-round in a protected environment. Right? So I think that with the use of containerized farming techniques and technology, that if we could grow greens year-round, then we could have an agribusiness festival that is centered around green production and then supplemented by all of the veggies and produce that are prominent in the early part of the agribusiness, in the early part of the peak grow season. For the second festival, we could attempt to center it around tomatoes and onions. Festival in the early fruit season, we could center it around dill, mango, tamarind, soursop, papaya, coconut, cherries. It's a whole bunch of stuff, starfruit. In the later, for the last festival of the season, of the fruit season, we could center it around our summer-producing fruit like hog plum, more soursop, and sugar apple, and mommy supporter. We could host four agribusiness festivals a year. And each festival would not just focus on the grow side, but then you would also highlight all of the value-added products that could be produced from greens and the vegetables being featured at that time of the year. However, let's not forget the marine side. Let's not forget the marine resources side of the Agribusiness Expo. Each of those festivals could have tied to it marine resource, whether it is the mango snapper, people call schoolmaster, so that we begin to introduce Bahamians to other types of fish in the ocean, as we are at risk of overfishing and overharvesting certain types of seafood. I want to continue to read from that article. We are pleased to announce that in the first half of the budget cycle, we were able to establish 5 acres of avocados and 10 acres of mangoes. We are also in the process of producing native guava seeds for the establishment of a guava orchard. We are also encouraging the planting of trees on all of our islands, including the planting of breadfruit trees and tropical fruit crops. See, that's a whole nother festival. Ground provision, ground crops, tropical crops, breadfruit. We could have a festival that's centered around chips, like potato chips and cassava chips and eddy chips, white sweet potato chips, orange sweet potato chips, plantain coconut chips, breadfruit chips. We could also feature various types of breads at that festival, like cassava bread, the sweet cassava bread, and a savory cassava bread. Coconut bread, a sweet coconut bread, and a savory coconut bread. All of these things are possible. I go to the text line for a second. Ms. Green, could pistachios grow in New Providence? During the break, I'm going to check, Texter, but you'd be surprised what can grow here. I think we may be growing macadamia nuts here. I had an opportunity to taste only one time ever to purchase on the Potter's Key Dock, when the produce exchange used to be on the Potter's Key Dock, and the Haitian vendors would set up on a Saturday morning on the eastern side of produce exchange. I had the opportunity to purchase some labapen. I think they roasted chestnuts. And there's a potential if they could grow in Haiti, they could grow here in the Bahamas too. These things are possible, Texter. Texter says, morning, Miss Green. Here you call Mommy Supporter. Think these people know what that is. Do people know that Mommy Supporter is in the Dilly family because Dilly is a supporter too? Mommy Supporter is the big mommy, the creamy, creamy one that you could use to make ice cream. I mean, you could use regular dillies to make ice cream, but you got to be careful which variety you pick because of the sugar content. But Mommy Supporter is great for smoothies and ice creams and pastries. Producer, I see we got a caller on the line. We go to that caller, and then I can get back to the text line. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, good morning, Miss Green.
Morning, how you do?
I know you have a green thumb, hence you're not dumb.
Why, thank you.
You know, the kingdom will come, you know. But listen, I have a macadamia nut tree.
Sweet.
My mama, you know, the house that we sold in Monastery, yeah, she had all of those things. She had pomegranate, and some of these things grow, I don't know if it's, the soil is conducive or the area, but She had just about, she go everything. But, you know, she go pomegranate, and it was thriving.
Mm-hmm.
The macadamia nut tree is right in the front of the yard, house number 49. Maybe about 15, it's less, it's about maybe 15, 16 feet high, the most.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to eat of it all the time, and so we would actually, you know, the nuts would fall, and so some trees sprang up, and so as we moved into selling the house, I was just incrementally taking all the plants that I desired, fruit trees, etc.
Mm-hmm.
But it was thousands of bermilias. I tell you, Noah, from the Horticultural Club, the agriculture expo every year, even while she was living, and since she's died, the pandemic, and then this year is the first year that I didn't set up a stall.
Okay.
But, you know, I had brought it up here, and my brother took it and put it in the ground here and at the homestead.
Mm-hmm.
And this is about maybe, it's not 10 feet tall yet, but it's thriving here.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't know how long it takes to bear, but I know she had one that drops not all the time, not always on the ground. But what I wanted to touch on was you could get someone to talk, to specifically discuss citrus. I find citrus very
difficult.
It's difficult. You need to put a lot of time into it.
Mm-hmm.
But I really look into the soil. And so, I heard you and Sparky talking about the Bombay Sour. I have two here at the homestead. My mom had a few up there in Monastery.
Mm-hmm.
And I have two big ones. They flourish in. So some seedlings are dropped and they sprang a few.
Okay.
I have one living. I was going to give it to you. You could adopt it and finish taking care of it. But I didn't want to give it to you so small.
I got you.
Because I heard you can't find them like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know.
I would say.
And also, the concept of cloning.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we open that up versus mossing? Because I cloned some mulberries. Some trees, I would assume.
Okay.
So maybe we could find that out. Like the mulberries, I cloned about 8 or 7 and all caught. And all had fruits. When there was only, like the one I gave Nuri. But I said, I don't know if there's one had fruits on it, but because I don't know when I cloned that. But all the rest that I cloned had fruits in them. And this one I have in the yard, and it's only about 3 feet tall, and has mulberries on it. The one that I gave my friend. I gave out a few to people who listened to me on the radio, and they came.
Mm-hmm.
And so cloning in itself is something they should be looking at in order to reduce time to produce the fruits.
Mm-hmm.
Since we're talking about food production, et cetera, et cetera. And so you had come up with the concept that me and you had discussed years ago about planting fruit trees in schools.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so there's nothing wrong with that. You know, we can't eat green grass. Sparky come up with the idea subsequently about putting fruit trees in the park. But I have given out a lot of trees. I've sold a lot of trees, and so, like right now, I have guavas, maybe about 20 guavas in one pot, a bunch of pomegranate that I've sprouted, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
I just put down some broccoli and some tomatoes, and just last week, and they're springing already, so I don't know, spring maybe is conducive, bless them.
Listen, keep the citrus in the ground and let it get some more strength where it is right now. And
no, I took them out of the ground. I put it in the Pro Mix, but I've read that you have to put with it. But
yeah.
The plant is pretty young. I just have to look into the information more. But like I said, I've cloned the key lime from up by the monastery.
Mm-hmm.
I find it very difficult to even. I for some reason I couldn't clone the sugar apple. I was like 0-7 with cloning not the sugar apple, the soursop, and I was 0-5 with cloning the key lime. So these are the things we need to look at.
Absolutely.
Yeah, all right.
Thank you very much. I'm going to ask Mr. Nuri right now about his tree, Mr. 52, and how it's doing. Good morning, Mr. Nuri.
It's growing?
Good.
Growing. I got like three trees donated, given to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy that I have them and that people consider me. But yeah, mulberry.
Do you talk to them? You sing to them? You spend time with them? You love them up?
I water them.
You put them on the windowsill out or near the window where the TV is so they could watch TV with you?
No.
You wouldn't even be that kind?
No. But the tomatoes growing. They need more water. They're producing tomatoes, but they're small.
All
so
right.
I'm assuming that they need more water and I need to.
You sure they're not cherry tomatoes?
No, cherry tomatoes. Small.
Okay, I don't want you to tell the tomato who's supposed to be small that he's too small.
These are heirloom and beef steak
yeah.
Tomatoes, but they're just producing small tomatoes.
I noticed you was ducking me this morning.
What are you protesting against?
I'm not protesting against anything. You see, y'all always believe that a petition is about protest. Protesting anything. So I was at Agribusiness Expo this weekend. It was fabulous.
Yes.
Right? I mean, okay, it wasn't the 5-day agribusiness of old where it opened on a Wednesday and closed on a Sunday, right? This year, they're just getting back. So I give them that. They didn't have a Thursday or a Sunday for my 7 that Seventh-day Adventists and Rastafarian friends, which is a bit concerning because we know that vegan and vegetarian communities drive farmers markets, right? They drive Agribusiness Expo. They get excited to know what their culinary experience could be for the next few months. But that in and of itself can be fixed. They had a wonderful display by Department of Marine Resources and supported by marine conservationists and environmentalists, right? And I think Tropic Seafood lent the team three or four lobsters on for display at the expo so you could see a spiny lobster up close. And I had this great idea, Mr. Newry. The Prime Minister called on me and you. I know you got the memo that we must do our part in protecting the ocean and all the seafood in it. And I thought, well, I can't protect the whole ocean. I could barely bubble outside of Montague Harbor these days. But I could take home two lobster and protect them at home. Mm-hmm. I was petitioning for the Marine Resources Department to let me foster two lobsters for the closed lobster season.
Where would you keep your lobster?
In the tub.
Okay. All that means nobody bathing.
I shower.
Oh, that could work out.
And them in the tub, I can shower quick. We can conserve water. But I have a lobster cage, right? Like I have a lobster trap. And I figured every day I could put them in the lobster trap, take them to Montague Harbor, tie the trap off and let them hang out in the ocean for a little bit, and then take them home. They get recreational activities every day. So you ain't gonna sign my petition?
Yeah, why not? I'll support you. He's my friend.
For real?
He's my cousin. Why not?
Well, I got another petition.
Oh, God. Go ahead.
I want to adopt a goat.
Where are you going to keep the goat?
Don't mind that. In the yard, that's where you keep goat. I want to adopt a goat for the closed curry goat season.
For the closed, is a closed curry goat season?
There should be.
Okay.
On behalf of the curry goats, I prepare to protect them. I will adopt a goat for the closed curry goat season.
But you live like in a semi-gated community. I'm not sure if your neighbors would be appreciative.
We get plenty empty lot. My neighbors would love a goat. In fact, that a goat could be an even more efficient pet than a pot cake. See, a pot cake you could send out on a mission. You could send a pot cake to the corner store to bring you back a cup and a baggie and a bag of salty. But a goat will clean your yard for you.
True. And nothing grows after that.
Well, I mean, nothing you don't want to grow after that. Anyway, I don't just want to adopt a spiny lobster. I mean, technically, I want to foster it. I don't think I could keep it forever.
Like, how long will you keep it? Because I know we had a pet chicken when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mom got tired of that and we ate it.
Don't worry, I ain't gonna let my mommy see these lobster. Yeah. I'm not gonna let her see these.
Yeah. Yeah.
But imagine, has the government considered a strategy to approach or anti-poaching strategies where through a local government system, we deputize fishermen that would be harvesting that resource in a season, but because the season is closed, they no longer have access to that income.
Would you Caribbean Islands does that now?
Yeah, Cuba does that.
Cuba does it?
In fact, I think Cuba has a closed grouper season.
Mm-hmm.
Where maybe more than just a Nassau grouper, but it includes a Nassau grouper.
Mm-hmm.
And when they close their season, they deputize fishermen to patrol for poachers. So you supplement the income of the fishermen that have had a income stream removed through them by implementing a closed season. You support them by giving them an opportunity to make supplemental income. It won't be the same, but it will be something to protect the harvest. And then the purpose of the closed season is to grow the stock so in the future you can have a longer open season.
Mine, you always come up with ideas, and I can entertain that idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can picture, we have a number of young captains now who are not employed. We could give them the opportunity to patrol.
Absolutely.
Patrol the ocean.
There should be a certification program through the local government, Marine Resources, Ministry of National Security collaboration, and you deputize these young people, because it could be women as well.
Yeah.
You deputize them to patrol, and you give them the resources to communicate with the authorities, yeah, to alert them to the coordinates and sighting, even give them video footage so they could capture evidence,
mm-hmm,
for the authorities so they could then divert resources to that area.
That could work. It seems easy.
I mean, I hope so. Anyway, Lizzie carrying basket on her head. It must mean she going to market.
Mm.
I hope she have some early mangoes in it. We're going to a break. And when we get back from the break, pineapple revival, not as easy as throwing two back.
When Lizzie walking down Bay Street, it always happened like this. The men, they all getting dizzy, watching Lizzie swinging the hips. Lizzie carry basket on him.
Wait, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, no, wait, just a hard day. Wait.
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and Gretzky.
We need to start joking about everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Wait, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy one big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance, and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
Boy, ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crack Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 308-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Bring your ad. Come witness history in the making at the 2024 World Athletic Relays Chase the Sun, Paradise to Paris, happening here in Nassau, Bahamas. Hundreds of the best runners from more than 40 countries will compete for their place in the 2024 Paris Olympics, May 4th and 5th at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. Get your tickets early at worldrelaysbahamas24.org or at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium box office.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
These
mister
don't touch me, tomato. Please don't you touch me, tomato. Please, mister, don't touch me, tomato. Please don't you touch me, tomato. Please, mister, don't touch me, tomato.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green. You're on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, and thank you for joining me. Numbers to call 323-6232, 325-431, 242-300-5720 for my family, island residents. It is toll free. I have a text here that says, Miss Green, if you have a pet lobster, you have me over. We will have lobster for lunch. Me, you, and everyone in Fox Hill will have lobster for lunch. And for y'all young people, when he say Fox Hill, he mean Fox Hill Prison. That's what he mean. Currently, the lobster season is closed. You are not allowed to eat lobster unless you harvested it before the end of the closed season. Restaurants that have lobster on their menu have to go through a particular protocol where they register the amount of tails that they have before the end of the closed season. And they're also open to inspection, right? They're also open to inspectors coming in to ensure that they are following the law. In fact, that they are in compliance.
So this is the season when the Dominicans tend to raid the Bahamas. I'm surely they're aware that, okay, the season is closed.
Right, so there are fewer fishermen on the ocean in the areas, mm-hmm, where the lobster are.
Mm-hmm. So they say, okay, we call it condominiums, lobster condominiums and whatever it is.
Right.
And just take advantage. And then back to your patrolling thing. Perhaps this is where the government can partner with unemployed lobster fishermen or, like, say, young boat captains. Hey, you're not working anyway. You have a small boat.
Right. Come do this course.
Yeah.
Ministry of National Security, Marine Resources, mm-hmm, and Defense Force, and join the team, get deputized, and protect the borders.
Yeah. Give you a stipend.
Right. And see, it's not just lobster we're talking about. We're talking about conch as well. And then let me show you what the problem is with conch. Of course, the problem is we may be over-harvesting conch, but poachers take the conch out the shell and drop the conch on the bottom of the ocean. Now, conch on the bottom of the ocean may or may not be the beginning of a reformation, right? But the conch shell itself is a valuable, and let me iterate, an extremely valuable resource. There's a dock in Mastic Point or Nichols Town that was built with rock and conch shell. And you can see fossils in the rock indicating that some of these rocks are millions and millions of years old. That dock is still standing. Conch shell ingredients also have... Conch shell ingredients are used in cosmetic products across the globe and are extremely valuable. So it's one thing that they're poaching. It's another thing that they're dropping that extremely valuable resource to the bottom of the ocean. There's also sea moss. Sea moss is like a seaweed. It grows like grass. Because it is grass, it grows underwater. Grass has a bed. Poachers come and they do not harvest sea moss and seaweed sustainably. They just come and rip up the whole patch of grass as opposed to harvesting it and trimming it like a carpet. See, the issue is that sea moss and sea grasses require a delicate balance of environmental conditions. It's one thing to go in and trim a sea moss bed. It's another thing to go in and rip it up entirely. Good morning, Miss Green. Does anyone still grow dill seed? And then the person says one. Yes, people are growing dill, definitely. Absolutely. You check out Dungalik Farmers Market, Gladstone Road Farmers Market, Chichani Farms Farmers Market. You could find dill at any one of those markets. And if it is not available at that market, people will refer you to farmers that are growing it. I want to touch on two texts from earlier in the discussion, and then we're going to get back to agriculture. It says, good morning, Lady Green. Parking areas and access ramps are designed for the disabled. However, the law is constantly blind, and we have no support from the authorities. Sometimes government vehicles are parked there. So who really respects the disabled? From the mayor of Grand Bahama, Selah, 2024. However, the young drivers have no respect or courtesy on our streets and parking for the disabled persons in the Bahamas. Producer, let's go to the line. Caller, give me 1 second to read this text, and I come in straight to you. Aaron, there's an oil spill in Abaco. I heard on Naughty Show that it's been going on for a week with no identification as yet of the cause. The oil is going into the ocean. What is going on? Do we have any standards for vessels operating in our waters or offering services to vessels? I'm also aware that there were a number of fires on Abaco over the weekend, and the volunteer fireman team is overworked, but we say thank you for your dedication, even after you're recovering from the loss of Jenkins, well-known, well-loved fireman, Abaco resident, and Nassau resident as well. And I got a text here that says, what in the world is dill? So you don't eat salmon, eh? You don't eat fish, eh? Anyways, dill is an herb. It looks wiry, right? It looks like a little wiry patch. Could look like that. But it is very popular seasoning for salmon. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Hey. How are you?
Yeah, Aaron, quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
But the fire was in North Andres. But what happened to the drone defense force? They have underwater drones and air islands.
Absolutely, and in fact,
we need to get to the technology.
In Abaco, they could use the underwater drones to determine where the leak is coming from.
Yeah.
And in Abaco and in Andres, they could be using the drones to capture real time the spread of the fire so that they could share coordinates in
right.
real
even
time.
BPL is good. electrical power. I saw it on CBC. They used the drone to protect how the wires are.
Thank you, Pumpkin Eater.
Have a good day.
Absolutely. In fact, let me touch on this story first before we go to pineapples. FAO donates drones to assist marine agricultural sectors. The UN's FAO, that's the Food and Agriculture Organization, donated 4 drones to the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources that will assist the ministry with state-of-the-art 3D mapping of land and ocean areas in order to collect and organize data that can improve the agricultural and marine sectors, Minister of Agriculture and Marine Resources Jomo Campbell said. Dr. Kim Baldwin, who handed over the donation and will carry out some 150 hours of training for 8 local pilots and teach 10 people to analyze the drone data. Baldwin is a marine biologist by profession and is the founder of the Marine Spatial Information Institute. The story, Agribusiness Expo. Mr. Nuri, were you there?
I always love that quote. And the reason why I love the quote, because it reminds me of The Robe.
Mm-hmm.
You ever watch The Robe during
no.
Easter?
No.
You don't watch The Robe during Easter?
No.
Okay.
I'd be watching Easter bunnies where they put the chocolate.
Yeah. Your Hellenistic type thing. See, I used the word there. Anyway, in The Robe, right,
mm-hmm.
there's a scene where they ask, were you there?
Mm-hmm.
And the guy said, were you there when they crucified my Lord?
Mm-hmm.
And I get all teary-eyed.
I tell them, no, the police had me in the other room.
Yeah.
When they crucified my Lord, that's my Lord. Look what they did to him.
Yeah, so every time someone asks, were you there? I think of that one scene.
Mm-hmm.
And I get teary-eyed. Said, they crucified my Lord.
Were you there, though?
When they crucified my Lord?
No, at the Agribusiness Expo.
No, I was not there. I was actually doing different functions.
I understand. Not a problem. Your pepper sauce was missed.
Was it?
It was. People came and asked where you were and why I don't have any of your pepper sauce. I get row for you.
Yeah.
But that's not the point. The point is, at the
it's a pepper sauce shortage, man. When they get that pepper shortage sorted out,
okay.
I could participate.
Let's do this quickly. There was a white fly infestation last year because of the sustained winds.
I hear all of that.
Hold on. I'm just saying that persisted through the whole year and the pepper in the market. The price of a sack of pepper is ranging up to $300.
Yes, I see that.
Now.
Yes.
So speaking to some farmers at the Agribusiness Expo, in particular the school farming projects,
mm-hmm.
some farmers are indicating that the area that they're in, they haven't experienced any whitefly this year, which suggests to me that the infestation was due to the heavy winds pushing whitefly from areas where it's predominant into other areas.
When the exchange get peppers, I can come out and participate.
I got you. Let's go to the phone line dead quick. Good morning, caller.
Thank you.
Morning. You there?
Yeah.
You're breaking up. Do me a favor. Hang up. Call right. I'll take your call as soon as you call back. Yeah, because you're breaking up. I can't hear you. Call on a different line. There's 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720 from the Family Island is toll free. So there was a machine at the Agribusiness Expo. It's a coconut husker. It's a coconut breaker downer. Anyway, it's a machine that breaks down coconut husks. Remember, I can understand the dynamic. These are young men in particular looking to find income streams, and they see coconut as the avenue. Let's go to this call dead quick. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning.
There we go. The line is clear.
Yes. I just called. I heard you reading off a text.
Yes.
Rose dill. I just pull up a whole lot of dill from the front of my yard.
Yes.
Yesterday, I making space for my peppers.
But what you going to do with the dill?
Well, I was telling them to work, but then if somebody needs them now, I have them all now in a nice bag.
Uh-huh.
And they could pass them on down.
Listen, I can't take your number right now, right? But do me a favor, call 302-2300, ask for the receptionist, and give her your number for Miss Green. I want to bring your dill to market. If you want to bring it to market yourself, all you need to do is dry it, you know. Put it in the baker on the pilot light on. If you don't have your own dehydrator, just dry it, and then it has a much longer shelf life, and then you can sell it over time. I mean, with time, because cooking time goes with dill. I love being a Bahamian. I love it very much. Thank you very much, caller. But you see, people are growing dill all over the place. Bahamians love salmon. So you got to have dill with your salmon. In fact, I wonder if anybody ever made like grouper fingers, but seasoned with dill as well as lime, salt, and pepper. Okay, very quickly, let me get to this article. Pineapple revival, not as easy as throwing $2.5 million. This is from the Nassau Tribune, 9th of January of this year. A Bahamian pineapple farmer yesterday warned that the government's ambitions to revive this agricultural niche will not be as simple as throwing $2.5 million at it. Stephen Wrinkle, whose family grows around 20,000 to 25,000 plants on Eleuthera, told Tribune Business that the promised financing is, quote, great, but certainly not everything in agriculture. As he warned, it needs to be accompanied by training and investment in supporting facilities such as testing laboratories. Now, in January, he was speaking on the cusp of a town hall meeting that was being held. But this was January of this year. From the article, the Bahamas has a long way to go in achieving such objectives of reducing food imports. The government starting out by targeting niches it believes Bahamian farmers can compete in. First in eggs, the Golden Yolk Project, and now pineapples. The ministry said it plans to design a three-year project that will revive pineapple farming on Eleuthera via a $2.5 million investment. The article reads, we note that there are 15 active pineapple farmers, but many of them are over the age of 55 years old. We are hoping that this project will be sustainable, modernize the industry, draw younger farmers, and reduce our pineapple imports by at least 10%. There's also talk of a strawberry project. I'm so sorry we ran out of time, but y'all do me a favor. Go to the Google and search Bamzi, and then search agriculture. And you'll find all of these stories popping up, including the Prime Minister's address at the Agribusiness Expo. Bamzi breaks ground in Long Island for a new research and training facility, and Bamzi launches piggery unit in North Andres. There's lots going on in agriculture, and if you miss Agribusiness Expo, don't worry. You haven't missed it all. It turns out that agriculture and marine resources grow all year round. They don't have a closed season for growing. Thanks, producer. Thanks to the callers and the texters. You guys have a great, great day. Guardian Radio, AM and CA News.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.